Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, the network for social justice, recording at our Hideaway studio in East County. And today our very special guest is Greg Pallas, the world-famous investigative journalist. He's been called the most important investigative reporter of our time, up there with Woodward and Bernstein by The Guardian, an American hero by Martin Luther King III. He's broken front-page stories for BBC Television Newsnight, The Guardian, Nation Magazine, and now Rolling Stone Magazine, many of them exposing fraud and election theft schemes. And he's got roots right here in East County, where his parents have been longtime residents and his mother, Gladys, still resides in La Mesa. Greg's new movie is The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, a tale of billionaires and ballot bandits, which had a successful opening Monday night in San Diego and is now available on DVD and video on demand. Greg, welcome to the show.
Glad to be with you, Miriam.
Well, it's an honor. You've been one of my heroes for a long time, one of the role models we all aspire to in the journalism world. Now, this is a real-life detective story, really, told in a film noir style. And you've got some really high-profile guests and actors in there. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, technically, it's up for an Academy Award as a documentary, but we do have Shailene Woodley, the star of Snowden and Divergent. We have Ice-T and Richard Belzer. We have Rosario Dawson, and we have Santa Claus. It's actually Ed Asner in a Santa outfit. So the studios wanted to know what's real and what isn't real. Well, the answer is when you see Santa Claus, don't tell the kids this. When you see Santa Claus, he doesn't exist. That's Ed Asner in a Santa outfit. And we also do something very different. It's film noir, but if you've seen things like Sin City, in fact, we use some of the effects from there. We have 30,000 special effects in here, including cartoons. Because I like cartoons. I like Santa Claus. I like Rosario Dawson. So I wanted them all in my film. And even though it is, you're actually following me. I'm Greg Pallas on an investigation, real-life detective investigation of how the Trumpistas are going to steal the 2016 election before it happens.
And we want to hear all about that. And you also have Willie Nelson in there, I understand.
Yes.
You've got a lot of country music fans in East County.
Yes. And Willie Nelson's playing this stoner musician who lives in a bus. So it's not a big stretch for him. He's actually himself in the film.
Typecast.
As I can explain in a minute, because how they're stealing it is big stuff. And that's the point.
That's the important thing. Even though the movie has a lot of humor and light moments in it, it's about a very serious subject that we should all be concerned about. Now, interestingly, Donald Trump has been making accusations lately in the news of a rigged election if he loses. And on the other side, you've got some people complaining that maybe the Russians are going to try to hack the election to help Trump. So who's right? Who's really doing the rigging? And who should the voters be concerned about, Greg?
Well, believe it or not, Trump is absolutely right. The election's rigged, and he should know because it's his buddies, his billionaire buddies, who are rigging it. Now, you're following me. He didn't just start this stuff. He's been saying this, by the way, for 2 years. The media just picked this up.
Interesting.
So 2 years ago, we started getting word that Trump and the GOP operatives were claiming that there are, you have to listen to his phrase. He said, the election's rigged because people are voting many, many times. There are millions of people who shouldn't be on the voter rolls because they're voting more than once. So they're registered in two places.
Now, ties in with your investigation.
So that's what happened. So as soon as I heard this, I said, really? Millions of people voting twice? Now, you vote twice, Miriam, and you go to the slammer for 5 years. Now, so who's going to do that? And who's going to organize millions of people to do that? So I said, well, how many people have you arrested? I'm calling all these Republican secretaries of state who are making this accusation. These are the little Catherine Harrises that run the voting systems of Republican
Harris
state.
Catherine Harris was in charge of the
count in Florida back in 2000.
Exactly. Very controversial.
So all these Catherine Harrises, I asked them for the names of these ne'er-do-well double voters, these criminals. And they said, well, you can't have it, because it's a criminal investigation. We can't give you criminal investigation records. But if you know Greg Pallas, and as you can see through the radio, I am wearing a fedora. So you know I'm a real investigator. And I was a real investigator before I was an investigative reporter.
You were.
I was a gumshoe. And so When you say that document's confidential, that's the first thing I get. And with my,
the radar goes
with
up.
My sidekick, Lenny Badpenny, that's really her name. And, the rest of our team, we
sounds like
got
a James Bond character.
Very, except that it's the real thing. You'll meet her in the film.
Okay.
And so we got a hold of the list because as soon as you say confidential, that's what I get. And so I have millions of names of voters who are supposedly voting twice. So who are these guys? And we dip into the list and you see all through the film.
How did you get a hold of the list? It was top secret, Greg.
Well,
what did you have
as
to
you
do
see in the film,
on?
There's a little, we have cartoons, right? I got the guy who did Who Framed Roger Rabbit. So we have all these cartoon characters with me and there's a little birdie and a little birdie's always dropping envelopes on my desk. So the little birdie dropped an envelope on my desk with the names of the voters, the disks.
Super secret confidential.
Super
source.
Secret confidential okay. source. Super duper secret. And what happened was we went through the list, and sure enough, in this big secret list, there were millions of voters voting twice, like Maria Hernandez, is a woman, for example, who voted in Louisiana. Another Maria Hernandez who voted in Georgia.
Well, there must be a lot of Maria Hernandez around the nation.
You're saying that Maria Hernandez is a common name, but not for a Republican. And so... If they're saying Maria Hernandez votes in one state and Maria Hernandez votes in another state, what they do is, now they should arrest, if Maria Hernandez is voting twice, arrest her. But they don't.
So
they
did
just
they
take away her vote.
Did they check to see if it's the same middle name, driver's license, social security number?
Well, let's take Maria Hernandez. Mm-hmm. In one state, she votes as Maria Cristina Hernandez. In the other state, she votes as Maria Isabel Hernandez. Now, you might say, hey, that's probably just two different women named Maria Hernandez with different middle names. Not to the Republican Party, not to Trump, not to the billionaires behind him. Now, you might think this is nuts stuff, and it's just Trump doing his crazy thing, blowing through his comb over. No, no, no. We're talking about Republican operatives who've been on this. Trump is simply repeating them.
Yeah.
He's not giving the orders at all. And what's happening is that so you literally have in this list of seven... The list of suspects, 7.2 million suspects, 2 million names, middle names don't match.
Amazing.
2 million, and yet these people are going to be losing their votes.
And this is a program, a computer program.
It's a computer program.
Cross-check.
Interstate cross-check, which is created by Trump's crony, the Trump's operative named Chris Kobach. Now, who is Chris Kobach? He's the guy who came up with the idea that Trump should build a wall and make Mexico pay for it. That's him. He's also the guy who wrote SB 1070, the driving wall Brown law for Arizona. He's in charge of the voting system of Kansas. And you say, well, who cares about Kansas? They're not a swing nothing. But 30 Republican secretaries of state have handed this guy their entire voter files, and he's going through hunting down illegal voters, which basically it's first and last name. Now, of course, you might say that's ridiculous, but I had to discover that. See, no American journalist even asked for that list,
amazing,
let alone analyzed it. I put this, by the way, in Rolling Stone, and I got exactly zero calls from American mainstream newspapers saying, and then you have to understand, it's a cover story in Rolling Stone.
This is why alternative media such as KNSJ or East County Magazine, for that matter, is so important, because
yes,
this is where you voters can get the truth. You can get stories like this that you're not going to see on the corporate-funded media. You know, we all know there's about five or six corporations that control most of what you see and hear now out there in the mainstream media.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. By the way, since KNSJ is the only place you're going to hear this, you're going to do two things. You're going to get the info. You're going to get the DVD. You can download it from Amazon. You can stream it, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But if you go to gregpalast.com and you get the DVD there and make a donation to our not-for-profit foundation, and you write in the note, KNSJ, KNSJ, then we can split the proceeds with your favorite radio station, your weapon of mass instruction in San Diego, KNSJ.
Wonderful.
So go to gregpalast.com, donate for DVD.
Yeah, and that's GREGPALAST.com.
Yes, that's good, Greg Palast, GREGPALAST.com. Put in KNSJ so we can split the proceeds.
Excellent.
And it's, by the way, it's entirely tax deductible because we are, and you are, a not-for-profit entity. Believe me, we're not for profit. So go to, and by the way, you'll get another bonus. If you go to gregpalace.com, you can download the comic book of The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, A Tale of Billionaires and Ballot Banners. That gives you the movie, yeah, but with like word balloons.
It'll make you laugh and make you cry, probably.
Yes. And so here's the thing. We have a lot. We have Santa Claus. We have Rosario Dawson. We have Willie Nelson, who is on the list, by the way. Willie Nelson is on this list of double voters. That's not a joke. It's not made up. People think I made that up for the film. No. Willie Nelson voted as Willie Nelson apparently several times, and he does have a bus with a lot of state stickers on it, so you can see how he could get away with it. But he also voted once, according to the GOP operatives on their secret list. They said that he voted once as Willie Mae Nelson.
Willie Mae.
And so they not only don't match middle names, they don't match, and they have fathers and sons like James Brown Jr., James Brown Sr., but they don't check the genitals.
They didn't really do this with a lot of older white male voters. Maybe Willie Nelson might be an exception, but for the most part, from what I understand and reading on your site, it has been minority voters, people who have names that would be common to Asians and Latinos.
Let's put it this way:
African Americans.
There, as the Korean American Civil Rights Organization, Asian American Civil Rights Organization, 18 Million Rising told us, and you'll see in the film. Yeah. There's Kim, there's Ho, there's Lee, and Park, and that's Korea, right?
Pretty much.
And so now why would they go after Korean voters? What's the point? The answer is Asian Americans used to vote Republican in America. Now they're voting 80% Democrat. What that means is they're voting as if they turn black. And I'm not going to, because there's so many punchlines in the film, I don't have to give away too much, but we have a section on Asian American, the attack on the Asian American voters, which is, we call it, voting Gangnam Style. And we have these Asian American kids doing breakdancing to, voting Gangnam Style. And suddenly what's happened to the Asian American community from the GOP's point of view is that they're voting as if they've turned black, and pop, pop, pop. These kids turn into John Lewis. You actually have Congressman John Lewis dancing Gangnam Style. So they've turned black. They literally, in the film, turn black so that you get the point. Because from the GOP view, that's what's happened to them.
Voting Gangnam Style, that is just fascinating. So, Greg, has anything positive happened? Since you did all this wonderful investigating, have you managed to get any of these people's voting rights restored? Or
Here's what's happening. Number one, we've sent out the warning, and we've actually saved a lot of voters. We've got a few states to back off this vicious attack on voters of color.
Very
but there's
good.
Many, many tricks, okay? And also the Congressional Black Caucus. If you go to gregpalace.com and you get your free comic book, you can also sign the petition by the Congressional Black Caucus, in which Alcee Hastings, the dean of the caucus, has said, look, I'm a federal judge, former federal judge, and I know a criminal conspiracy when I see it.
Wow.
So he's demanding not only an investigation of this sleazy little racist trick, he's also demanding some indictments, because it's the new Ku Klux Klan, but instead of white sheets, they're using spreadsheets. It's lynching by laptop. Now,
absolutely.
In the film, we give you this stuff. Now you say, oh my God, I don't want to see something that grim all the time. The answer is, don't worry, guys. We'll take care of it. We have cartoons. I like Santa Claus. I like cartoons. Right. I like, Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
So I have these, all of that in the film.
And this is not the first time you've caught the Republican Party, attempting to steal votes or disenfranchise voters. I remember the entire caging voter scandal back
and that was in Florida. So what happened in 2000 is I uncovered that Catherine Harris and Jeb Bush removed tens of thousands of black voters from the voter rolls by calling them criminals and felons and terrible ex-cons who can't vote. In fact, their only crime, 56,000 black men, their only crime was voting while black.
Yeah.
And that's what picked the president of the United States in the year 2000. There's another trick known as, which we call caging, which I uncovered with my partner at Rolling Stone, Bobby Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in the film too, but he's saying, oh my God, it's good for you. It's like the petroleum broadcast system. No, it's not white guys in front of bookshelves. We do this as a cartoon. I got, like I say, the guy from Who Framed Roger Rabbit, and it's a Saturday morning cartoon with a dynamic duo of Catherine Harris and Jeb Bush knocking out all those bad criminal felons. So you get to laugh when you see the destruction of America's democracy, the rigging of election in real time.
And with these older elections, you had to, despite mountains of proof, these caging lists you got that were actually tied into Karl Rove and the White House, you had the emails to prove.
Right, from the White House, basically figuring out how to wipe out, you'll love this, black soldiers who had gone to Iraq. Yeah. They said, oh, well, they don't live in, they're not in America anymore. Excuse me, go to, so like, think about this.
If they don't
go to Iraq, lose your vote, mission accomplished as far as the Republicans were concerned.
Shocking.
And this thing was part of the scheme which helped Bush win the second election. But then they almost stole it in 12. You'll see that. And you're going to see how they're going to try to steal it now. You say, well, I know a lot of people are thinking, hey, Trump's toast, so we don't care. No, 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 no. You have to understand. We follow the billionaires behind this stuff. One guy is named the Vulture. He's the number one donor to the Republican Party.
And what's his name?
Well, he's known as the Vulture, even in by his buddies in the industry, but he is, goes by the name Paul Singer. Now, I jump Singer in this film, by the way. That's the other thing that American reporters don't do.
What happens when you caught up with this character?
I know. I actually sneak up. What we do is we plan these elaborate jumps. I use war correspondents, guys with wartime experience, because I have to ambush them, and often they're surrounded by armed guards. You have to be very careful.
This is like you guys thought 60 Minutes confrontations were good with Mike Wallace.
That's all like baloney. That's all set up. This is the real thing. And in fact, one of the reasons I wear a fedora, as you'll see in the film, and now I won't be able to use that trick anymore, but Miss Badpenny has sewed in a camera into the brim of the hat.
Clever.
And so, yes, that's really true. And like you'll see a
Maxwell
scene that's
Smart
shot
stuff.
Through my hat, not through my shoe. That's Maxwell Smart. but it's very Austin Powers in some way and very Columbo. But the thing is, you get a story you don't get any other way. But here's the deal. We go through those billionaires who are behind Donald Trump. Now you say, well, wait, Trump's a billionaire. No, he isn't. He just plays one on TV. You get to meet people like Singer, the Vulture. Now, Singer, the Vulture, hasn't given a dime to Trump. He doesn't care. Let him fall over a cliff. What they care about is the United States Senate and the U.S. Congress. Mm. The Kochs haven't given Trump one penny. What they care about is the United States Senate and, their case, the House of Representatives.
So they could be stealing votes for that, not just for the president.
Right. So right now, it doesn't matter who's president if you keep a GOP Congress. Now, I'm not for the GOP. I'm not for the Democrats, the Reds, the Greens, the Oranges. I don't care. My point is that everyone should be able to vote. And I'm telling you how these guys are making sure they know there's not enough white guys to elect Donald Trump or a Republican Congress today. So what you have to do is you have to get rid of the non-white guys. And that's what they're doing with a series of 10 tricks. Now, we go through it like an Uncle Wiggily game board.
Yeah.
Again, as a cartoon to show you this obstacle course that it takes for minority voters in America to make it all the way to getting their vote counted. But then we also show you those billionaires. I confront them. We show up. Lenny Badpenny and I, in a powerboat at a Hampton soiree. There's literally a dozen billionaires having dinner together. Sure. And we join them because we look like we're part of their scene and they've got their entertainment.
Got your tuxedo out.
And, it was, you know, like, very cool. Summer's a little bit more casual, you know. And then we jump the billionaire JP, the foreclosure king, the billionaire behind Donald Trump. And by the way, this is Greg Pallas talking. And the film we're talking about is The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, A Tale of Billionaires and Ballot Bandits. And there's a book that goes with it, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. Now, many of you say, oh, wait, I already have that book. That was 10 years ago, guys. It was number one in San Diego for a year. Mm-hmm. But now this is the sequel, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, A Tale of Billionaires and Ballot Bandits. And again, if you go to gregpalace.com and you can get it, you know, bookstores, et cetera. But if you want to help this station keep your weapon of mass instruction on the air, KNSJ, go to gregpalace.com. Donate for the book or donate for the DVD and write KNSJ in the comments, KNSJ, and half the proceeds go to your weapon of mass instruction, KNSJ, and the other half to the Palace Investigative Fund so we can keep
very important.
So I can get more equipment. I have to replace that hat with the hole in it for the camera. And what we're trying to do now is tell the truth on these guys. So I want you to download the film, get the DVD, whatever way you can do it. Get the free comic book at gregpalace.com. The important thing is that we get the truth.
Absolutely. And in the meantime, voters, what I would urge everybody listening is that not just this election, but every election, check your voter registration status and keep checking it and checking it and checking it up until the last day you can register, because this is going on election after election where we see people get disenfranchised, in many cases wrongly, in many cases fraudulently. And Greg has really been at the forefront of investigating this and protecting your right to vote and your democracy.
Many of you may know John Perkins, the man who wrote Confessions of an Economic Hitman. He just saw this a couple days ago with me, and he told the audience, he said, this isn't the best documentary I've ever seen. It's the best film I've ever seen, and certainly the most important, and everyone should see it. And he said, I'm ashamed to say that I cried through the end of it. I said, everyone cries through the end of it. So I promise you, for the first hour, you will be laughing. Everyone laughs. And at the end, it's really heartbreaking. And if you shed a few tears, I'll tell you what. Miriam, if you don't laugh at the beginning of the film and you don't cry at the end, I will pay for your therapy. And this is Greg Palace making that promise.
So, Greg, I know that we're out of time, but I really want to thank you for coming out tonight. And listeners, if you did tune in late, this is Greg Palace, the world-famous investigative reporter, author, and filmmaker. Go to his site, gregpalace.com. You can get a copy of his marvelous new film,
The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, A Tale of Billionaires and Ballot Bandits. You can also get the book of the same name until Patriot Act 3 when you're not allowed to read books anymore. But you can get the book, you can get the film on DVD. Donate and write in your donation, KNSJ, to keep your weapon of mass destruction in San Diego alive and on the air. This is Greg Palace proudly reporting for Rolling Stone, Democracy Now!, BBC Television, and KNSJ.
Fantastic. Greg, thank you so much for joining us here on the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ, the network for social justice.